People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
JFCats, News Radio WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. We got fantastic stuff coming our way. The inimitable Chris Ruddy. Chris, of course, founded Newsmax 30-some-odd years ago. He's the CEO of Newsmax. He is, for my money, just rock solid, one of the best when it comes to real, actual journalism on the big stage. Chris will be with us at 3:35. Jesse Valenzuela is going to be here. You know him from Gin Blossoms. Gin Blossoms are coming to town, and I'm so excited about this. You know, Blues Trampler and Gin Blossoms. Last time a Blues Trampler came to town, of course, John Popper was here, which was fantastic. And, you know, I'm somewhat disappointed that John's not doing anything other than popping on stage, doing his shtick, and then getting off. But gotta love Gin Blossoms. So they'll be here for Innsbruck After Hours, and we'll chat with Jesse Valenzuela all about that. It is National Dog Day. You have the very best wishes of both Charlie and Pixie today. Though, if you're like me and you actually own a dog, it's just another day, right? I mean, every day is National Dog Day. John Burkett's, almost forgot to mention this, is going to be tomorrow. John Burkett's retirement party is coming up like hell on wheels, and we're going to help get some people out there. I thought that it was a closed event, so I hadn't mentioned it. You know, I got my invite. Heidi's been looking at outfits. It is black ties, so I thought, well, I got a black tie, and then I thought, oh, wait a minute, is it really that long that I actually forgot what black tie meant? Tuxedo? I couldn't tell you the last time I wore... Well, actually, that's not true. I can tell you exactly the last time that I wore a tuxedo. I think it was probably my wedding. So 27 years ago, it's been a while since I've found myself pressed into duty to wear a tuxedo. I used to love tuxedos. I owned a couple of tuxedos. Now, part of it was in the wrestling world, because sometimes I get pressed into service to do the ring announcing stuff, which is, it's just not a good gig. But every once in a while, look, you got to suck it up, right? So I had my own tuxedo there. And I remember the first tuxedo I ever purchased was for pro wrestling. When I did my very first pro wrestling event as the ring announcer. And it was at the Cowtown Rodeo in South Jersey. And it's exactly what it was. It was a rodeo. And so here I was in a tuxedo, and I was wearing my old uniform shoes, because they were like the, I don't know, Corfam, I think is what we called them. They always looked polished. And I had to go walking through a bunch of dust and mud to get to the ring. It was ridiculous. But I did own my tuxedo at that point. And then Heidi and I were kind of traveling down memory lane last night talking about black tie. And I said, well, you know, I do remember wearing a black tie. I have an ex, although not an ex-ex, right? We were never married. But she's an ex. And I always refer to her as the evil one. And I said, well, you know, with the evil one, I distinctly remember going to, I think it was Arnold Schwarzenegger's inaugural in California, and it was a black tie affair, and the evil one and I went, and I'd like to tell you the evil one looked awful. The reality is the evil one looked great. I mean, she really was great, gorgeous, knockout. But I digress. I shouldn't spend too much time there. Anyway, I may or may not have to get my tuxedo chops back up and running. And that'll be cool. But that's going to be the John Burkett retirement party. We've got the gentleman who's actually organizing the whole thing. He's going to be with us tomorrow because, as I say, I thought it was this sort of private event. And it's actually got some openings for all of us to go and go. Now, I had my invite, but it's open to you. And you've been a John Burkett fan for how many years? 26 years, have you not? I guarantee you've been watching John, the Crime Insider on CBS6 for more than a quarter of a century. And if you're like everybody else in Central Virginia, you want to be there to give John the appropriate send-off, even though he's not going anywhere. I mean, he's leaving CBS6, but his new role with the Virginia State Police is so important. God, it is so vital. I'm so excited for him. You heard the news with Charles Pyle. By the way, Charles Pyle and Jeremy and I are all today, by a show of hands, gentlemen, are we not all today wearing our brand new bowling shoes? Yes, we are. Each of us went out and bought new bowling shoes because we're big bowlers, the three of us. And so we're wearing our brand new bowling shoes. Now, we're not at a bowling alley, but nonetheless, we're wearing our bowling shoes just in a team spirit kind of a thing. Anyway, so what did Charles report on out of Chesterfield? Chesterfield County says, look, if we're able to do these data centers, we're going to take the tax money from the data centers and we're going to provide property tax relief. Does that change how you look at the data centers? You know my perspective. My perspective is I want to actually know all the details. I'm not looking for the one side huffing and puffing and saying, oh my God, it's the worst thing ever. Nor am I looking for the other side that says, oh my God, it is the best thing ever. I think there's a middle ground on this. And the middle ground of the data centers, from my perspective, is I don't want one in my backyard. That's absolutely true. And to tell you the truth, I don't want one in your backyard. But if there's a part of your county where it would be a fit and it wouldn't really be impacting all that many people, I think we got to talk about it, man. Certain counties have certain restrictions. Again, I look at Hanover. I love Hanover County. Best place on God's green earth. There's no place better than Hanover County, Virginia. With that being said, I know that we have very limited economic development areas. Very limited. If you've got a project, such as a data center, which can come in and create a lot of revenue, they generate a lot of tax revenue. What do they not generate? Well, they don't generate a lot of jobs. You have to be very honest about that. If you think that data centers will create a whole slew of jobs, you are absolutely incorrect. Data centers create jobs during the construction phase, and then they create a minimal amount of employment during the operational phase. What else do they generate? What else do they create? Tax revenue. What do they suck up? Well, they suck up electricity and they suck up water. Those issues have to be addressed. What do they not suck up for the most part? They don't suck up school resources because they don't create a single solitary new student. They don't entail a major hit to law enforcement or fire EMS. There's some, but it's far less than you would encounter with a residential development on the same allotment of land, or even a business development on the same area of land. There are upsides, there are downsides. But you heard what Chesterfield County is pitching here. That they will use tax money, tax revenue from data centers to provide property tax relief for you, for your car tax. I still think it's outrageous that we have a car tax, right? You paid tax on that car when you bought it. I think that ought to be it. But we have what we have. And just for the record, Virginia Republicans had a way to get rid of the car tax. Virginia Democrats said, no, we're not going to do away with the car tax. And we're not even going to help anybody lower the car tax. Because they love your tax money. They got better uses for your money than you do. But do me a favor and just hit me up here, would you please? James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know if this idea coming from Chesterfield makes the big difference to you. Would this get you to move from one side of the data center debate to the other? If you knew that the tax revenue generated by the data centers would result in a lower car tax for you, would you say, okay, now I'm on board? Send me a note, 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Coming up about an hour from now, 4:20-ish, I've got a pair of tickets for you to go and see the John Cafferty and Beaver Brown Band. It's going to be September the 4th down at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Coming up, 3:35, the man who created and continues to run Newsmax. No better news service anywhere than Newsmax. Dear friend, longtime friend, Chris Ruddy will be here for the edification and delectation of all. Chris Ruddy is, it's going to sound weird, but he's close friends with President Trump as well as Prime Minister Netanyahu, just on a personal basis. And so in addition to that personal friendship, he's a brilliant guy when it comes to journalism, real journalism. And I want to get his sense of what we might be looking for in the midterms. What might we see come, I think it's October 27th is the election in Israel. He's written extensively about both of those things. And Jesse Valenzuela from one of my favorite bands, Gin Blossoms, will be here at 4:35. You know, they're coming to Innsbruck After Hours tomorrow. Of course, I will be there. It is 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRB.
With the lucky strike rolling down the alley with pretty playful Sally. Rolling down the alley, bowling Sally and me.
3:20. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. In case you didn't notice, we're in the final week of this here month, which August, exactly, yes. So that means it is last Wednesday of the month, right? So tomorrow's the final Thursday of the month, which means Friday is the last and final Friday of the month. So that's what you need to remember. Tomorrow, Red, White, and Blue Thursday. This is such a marvelous program. GTM Foundation reached out to me quite a while ago and said, Jeff, we do all of these great benefits. We got money. We'd like to give it to some students in Central Virginia. And we'd like to tie it together with everything you do for law enforcement and everything that you do for the military. So how do we do that? And here's what we came up with. Well, they came up with it. They just let me announce it. But here's what they came up with. For a law enforcement officer in Central Virginia who also has a military background, could be active duty, might be reserves, might be National Guard, whatever it is, whatever it is. And they have a son, or a daughter, or a grandchild who is in some sort of post-high school education. All they got to do is let us know. And then somebody's selected each and every month. And on the final Thursday of the month, Red, White, and Blue Thursday, I get to announce the winner of a $1,000 scholarship. So I will do that tomorrow. And then on Friday, well, final Friday of the month, of course, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. And I am very, very excited about this month's honoree. We'll hear all about it on Friday, but it's going to be someone I think who is going to put a big old smile on your face, and you'll feel better. You really will. We've got some real amazing heroes that I've got set up for the next couple of months for the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. We'll do those, of course, on the final Friday. If you have nominees, you can always shoot them to me, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. Okay.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's my question to you. If, in fact, Chesterfield can do what they say they're going to do, which is to take the tax money generated from data centers and use it to provide personal property tax relief, would you be on board for that? I am not someone who hates data centers 100%, nor am I someone who loves data centers 100%. But I do understand if we do not want China to own everything on the interweb, and we don't want them having ownership of all AI, and you are not willing to give up any of your tech, guess what? You need data centers. Maybe not in your backyard, but you need them. So, yeah, I think this would be okay. 865 says, Jeff, hey, there's absolutely no guarantee that Chesterfield County can pass this and implement this. I just do not trust them. You mean you don't trust the Board of Supes? Is that what you're saying? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what they're saying. They don't trust the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors. 804 says, Jeff, if the property tax relief were for real estate relief to benefit homeowners in the county, I would be all in favor of it. The car tax itself simply needs to be eliminated. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Will it ever be eliminated? I don't think so. I just don't think so. Because the folks up there on Capitol Square, they're like crackheads. You know, they're addicted. And certainly the leftists, they don't want to give up any of your tax money because they love your tax money. They love spending and squandering your tax money. Let's see. 804, this is Alan in Chester. Jeff, please, by all means, please provide personal property tax relief, which can be up to 50%, according to Chesterfield County. And the same goes for the 1 cent more sales tax increase to offset personal property and real estate taxes that's coming up for a referendum. It is high time others help pay for local government beside those of us who own real estate, as well as people who own newer automobiles. Okay. Fair enough, Alan and Chester. 804 says, Jeff, I call BS with the Chesterfield Board of Supes. They gave Google's data center 24-cent property tax breaks for 30 years. The rest of us pay $3.50 per hundred just to park our own cars in our own driveway. They argued that Google needed this incentive when they were desperate to find sites near existing infrastructure and would have moved to Chesterfield anyway. Wow. 804, Jeff, Chesterfield County supervisors have sold out the citizens. Former Deputy Economic Development Officer Jake Elder negotiated the 24-cent deal with Google, then resigned and went to work for Google. If I wanted this kind of corruption, I'd move to Minnesota and open a daycare center. Fair enough. All right, we will talk more about that, and let me know, are you celebrating National Dog Day today? If you're a real dog owner, then every day is National Dog Day, but today's the day you get to post the photos without making any apologies. Coming up at 3:35, a dear friend, longtime friend, Chris Ruddy, CEO of Newsmax, is going to be with us. And yeah, I got tickets for you at 4:20-ish. We've got Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms joining us at 4:35. It is 3:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. .335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a lovely Wednesday. I'm so happy to report that. It's comfy, it's clear, everything is super nice. Tomorrow, we'll announce the winner of our GTM Red, White, and Blue Thursday scholarship. Friday, of course, we'll bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor on a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossom is going to be with us in just about an hour, one of my favorite groups and one of my favorite performers. And You know this because I talk about it all the time. I am a loyal Newsmax viewer, a loyal Newsmax user, and I have been, I guess it's about 30 years. The man who came up with this idea in the very beginning, Chris Ruddy, has built it and built it and built it and taken it to such amazing levels that it is a must utilize resource. If you're not part of the Newsmax crew, you're missing out. And I'm always so happy when Chris Ruddy has some time for us, joining us on the air to talk about his analysis of issues. Chris, thank you so much for being here.
Jeff, always great to be on with you.
Well, that's very kind. The pleasure is always mine. I want to dive right into this. You had a couple of different pieces over the last few days that really, really, really caught my attention. The one that's the most recent is about the upcoming Israeli elections and how there are a whole slew of people that are doing the calculus wrong when it comes to Bibi Netanyahu. Do you mind sharing some of that with us?
Well, I posted to my blog on Newsmax.com a story that Bibi is a lot more popular, Bibi Netanyahu of Israel, a lot more popular than people think. There's a lot of reports like he's not, has low approval, he's not going to win the next election. They say this every time he runs, and he's the longest serving prime minister, I think 25 years, 20 years.
Yeah.
It's an amazing record, and he's up for re-election in October. It's a big story, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like him, certainly on the left, and increasingly there's a lot of people on the extreme right that don't like him. And I just want to clear the deck on this. He's very popular. Israel has this unusual multi-party system where anyone can run for office, any group can start a party, mm-hmm. and all you need is 3% of the vote, and you're a member of parliament or part of the Knesset.
Yeah.
And so what he does is he builds his party, and his poll numbers are usually, let's say, 30%, not a majority, but they have many coalition partners that the parties even run on the basis that they're going to support Netanyahu when they get into parliament.
Right.
And into the Knesset. And he usually always ends up with a majority. And so all of that accrues really in support for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's more popular, I said, than people think. And it's important because Israel is fighting a war right now, and they're dealing with the same sort of turmoil that we are here over the world. Some people are not happy. Mm-hmm. Some people think Netanyahu's not doing a job. Some they say the same thing about President Trump.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to clear the air on that issue. I think Netanyahu has shown tremendous leadership, and I think he really is a man for the times. And the Iran is a very dangerous threat to both the United States and Israel.
Why do you think it is that there are so many on the left here in America who are, quite frankly, Chris, they're parroting the Iranian talking points? They're giving, this is a dangerous phrase to use, but I'm going to use it, they're giving aid and comfort to the lunatics in Iran who would slaughter all of us. Do they really have that much contempt for President Trump, or do they really believe that Iran is somehow a reasonable actor in this?
Well, I think it's even influencing people that support President Trump. You see a lot of people that are out there saying crazy things. There's a number of things that work. One is I think Iran and their partners have spent a lot of money in social media.
Okay.
And you see it in these Lego propaganda reels and videos they do and others.
Mm-hmm.
These are highly sophisticated propaganda tools. We're the only country in the world that's at war and allows the foreign enemy to buy and influence the media in your home country. I've never heard of this. Like, you can't go into Russia and start buying ads on the internet, putting stuff on social media, attacking Putin.
Right.
Like, where does this come from that we have all of this foreign money? And it goes into a lot of things. The data centers, for instance, we now know the Chinese are funding groups.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly on the left, but all of us saying, oppose the data centers. They're bad for America.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're massively building out their data centers. They want us to slow down.
Yeah.
And they figured out this strategy of having it happen. It's pretty unbelievable in a way. But I think that, you know, the president is showing leadership. Iran can never have a nuclear weapon. He needs to finish the job. I think there's broad support for those two things.
Mm-hmm.
No nuclear, finish the job. And the president's on board with that. It just takes a little time.
Chris Ruddy is joining us. Chris is the CEO of Newsmax. He's also the visionary who came up with Newsmax. Is it 30, how many years ago, Chris?
Well, we are an overnight 28-year-old success story, overnight.
Overnight. That's right. That's right.
We started with, you were there, Jeff, Newsmax.com. You've been always supporting us. Then we went into television with a cable channel in 2014.
Yep.
We launched a streaming channel about 5 years ago, Newsmax 2, which is big.
Yep.
We're on every streaming platform, pretty much. We're on almost every major cable system in the country.
That's right.
We're reaching 50 million people. Our app has had over 15 million. If you go on your smartphone, on your Android or iPhone right now, you can download the Newsmax app for free and start watching us anywhere in the world. We're one of the few cable channels that allows you to get access like that. And people are really tuning in because they're tired of the big media.
I am thoroughly tired of the big media, and you're right. I have been there since day one. Explain the logic behind giving away some of the product, though. I mean, you're talking about it, downloading the app, and make no mistake, Chris, I tell people on this program, I tell people on my social media, I just tell people I know, download the app, get real news, and you can thank me later. But what's the mindset there to give away that product as opposed to saying, well, we want a couple of dollars each and every month for the app?
Well, we do have a plus service where you can get hundreds of documentaries and films and movies, and
yep.
We even have TV series. We have a credible documentary by John Voight in there, and many things that are really... But the Newsmax 2 channel is free. There's a lot of web content that we have for free.
Yeah.
And like a lot of media in the old days, you'd go on a web and you'd be able to. Newsmax.com is still free. People said, oh, make it subscription.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, we make our money by selling advertising the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
And you know, we find it's good enough for us to keep doing that. We will keep doing it. But, you know, it's important for us to get the message. We obviously are a business.
Yeah.
We're actually listed on the New York Stock Exchange. We went public last year.
Yep.
We've had a tremendous response to that. We're really, anybody can look us up or talk to their stockbroker. But I always say that anybody in America can join the Newsmax news revolution.
Yeah. Well, they should. Hey, I'm a shareholder. I'm not heavily invested, like him in, say, Mega Millions or Powerball, Chris, but I'm invested in Newsmax in every way and absolutely love what it is.
And we had really good results. Our second quarter came up. Revenues were up. Audience was up.
Yes.
Profits were very significantly up relatively for us.
Yeah.
And we're just seeing it as the start. And, again, you know, it's not just Chris Ruddy and Newsmax and the support we get from It's the support we get from people like you, Jeff, and from the viewers and the audience, the readers.
Yeah.
They're turning to us. They're saying, we want Newsmax. They're making the switch to Newsmax. And you see it. It's just a powerful force.
It is a very, very powerful force. One of your long-time friendships, and you've chatted with us about it on this program before. I saw it up close and personal as we were traveling in Israel, and your phone would go off with a certain ringtone. You go, I got to take this. And it was President Trump calling up. We could almost hear from the other room. Ruddy! Tell me what your sense is. You talked about President Trump and Iran and staying the course. Midway through this whole thing, are you happy with where the president is? Any surprises that you saw that you thought, geez, I didn't see that one coming?
So I was in a restaurant with you in Jerusalem. Alan Dershowitz was there, and we had a whole group, right?
Yep.
And I get a phone call, and it's the president calling me from the Oval Office. And it was 10 o'clock our time, and it was 3 in the afternoon, I believe, and the president was there.
Yeah.
So I went into a separate room. I'm giving everyone the backstory here. And I think he said to me, Chris, I hear you with Jeff Katz. I hear he's a nice guy. Is that true? Is that really true? I mean, has he been good to me? Is he good to me? And I
tremendous.
Said, yes, Mr. President. He's your only friend in all of Virginia. He's the only one.
That's right. That's right. He's a tremendous addition to the team. Let me tell you something.
Well, I've known the president for almost 30 years.
Okay.
And I've known him and talked to him a lot. We just spoke the other day. And, you know, I think he's very confident about the future. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a tremendous record he's running on. He's only been president a year and a half. They focus on these things that make him look bad, but he's done a lot of prescription drugs are down, Trump accounts, big, beautiful, big tax cuts.
Yep.
Everything is big in Trump world, and so that's all good.
Yeah.
But, you know, the war, they're making the gas prices are up. We know there are issues. Americans can handle it.
Yes.
But we got to walk them through it. I think the communications angle has not been as strong as it should be with the White House.
Okay. That's a good point to address. Chris Ruddy is joining us. Chris is the founder of Newsmax, the CEO of Newsmax. The messaging, Chris, sometimes I think the messaging gets lost. And you know as well as I do, if people are going to the gas pumps today, at least here in Central Virginia, gasoline is just shy of $4 a gallon. I was down in Florida a couple of weeks ago. So right around four, a little bit plus. So that's hitting real people. It's real money. And I don't know if the White House has been as effective as they could be and, frankly, as they need to be if they're going to do something with the midterms.
I agree with you. I mean, I think we're in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
The poll numbers are not good. We're just over 60 days out. We got to turn it around. The House is not looking good. The Senate's in trouble.
Yeah.
There's a lot of local and state races. We're seeing that, again, it's a messaging problem, a communications problem. And it's going to take a real effort, I think, by the White House, to get on message and to really tell the story. And, you know, there's been things like the president really wanted lower interest rates. Interest rates are really high right now. And so he wanted the highest mortgage rates or whatever in like 20 years. And that is not the president. He wanted lower. The Fed has not complied. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that interest rates on the Fed funds rate are not down to like 2%.
Right.
They keep them really low for Obama and Biden. But when Trump's in there, they're trying to raise them and raise them. And they know it hurts him politically. And that's a problem. That's hurting us.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there the ability to turn that ship in any way? Is there an ability for the president to stand up and say, hey, the rates should be lower and I'm going to be working to get them lower? Or are we once again seeing the Fed with their own mindset saying we're going to be blissfully unaware of anything else going on?
The president has said quite a number of times the rates need to be lower, especially under Jerome Powell. Now, his guy, Kevin Warsh, who's very good, is now the chairman of the Fed. The problem is he doesn't really control the Fed.
Mm.
He leads the Fed, but it's done with, I think, 19 governors
right.
and members of the committee. It's like the central committee of the party, right? Like like in communism, right? This unelected group that's deciding who lives or dies and how interest rates are going.
Yeah.
Generally, Fed policy has been all over the place. They seem to be more kind to Democrats than Republicans.
I don't get it, but there's a lot that I don't get. Chris Ruddy joining us for just a couple more moments, the CEO of Newsmax. You mentioned being in Jerusalem and being with Alan Dershowitz. One of the highlights of my life, Chris, was being there in Eretz Yisrael. I owe everything to you and Maureen and everybody else who made that happen. And I still sit back and am amazed at what a funny, chatty, decent human being Alan Dershowitz is. I'm not surprised that he's decent. I mean, I've known that. But just the fact that he is so brilliant and so friendly and so doggone funny to the point that even Mrs. Dershowitz was saying, come on, Alan, it's enough. Stop telling jokes. Stop telling jokes. Sit down already. I loved it.
Well, Alan, I've known for a while. He's a regular contributor to Newsmax. He's been a close friend. And he's a Democrat. He used to be. He left the party, but he's a liberal, but he's a reasonable liberal, and he believes in having both sides and fairness, and this is not accepted, and they're chasing out. That's the largest story. People like Alan Dershowitz are being chased out of the Democratic Party.
Yes.
Fetterman is being chased out of the Democratic Party, and these are guys that are traditional liberals. That's not good enough for them.
Right.
Right.
They don't want Bill Clinton. They don't want even Barack Obama anymore. They are AOC. They're Angie Nixon. They're El Sayed. They're and they have a radical left, and they're just trying to get people through this election. Say, no, no, we're moderate. Meanwhile, they hang around with people that are saying death to the Jews and other crazy stuff. And it's just people need to wake up. And that could be a big help in the election for the Republicans.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, Chris, I am hoping, I am concerned. I'll just share this with you as a friend, and I'm sure Alan Dershowitz has said exactly the same thing to you as a proud American Jew or Jewish American. I don't know what gets top billing anymore. And for me, as someone who grew up as a Democrat, it pains me. I mean, it cuts me to my core to see people chasing somebody like an Alan Dershowitz out of the party, but it also pains me to see folks who are my son's age, who should know better, who are gravitating towards that nonsense. And I fear for the future. I fear for the future. I'll offer that to you and do with it what you want.
Well, the way we protect in the future is acting now. You've got a megaphone. I've got a megaphone. Millions of Americans we saw in the election. Trump was just elected, right? People are standing with us. It's just keeping them on board and keeping them on message. And keep the media is overwhelmingly left wing. That's a big problem we have. They still dominate everything. And I've been fighting these efforts by the FCC, allow all the big TV networks to consolidate.
Yes.
And you're going to have three companies owning all the TV licenses in America. Do you really want that? I think it's a dangerous thing, and it's disappointing the Trump administration, Brendan Carr, is pushing it. Newsmax has been opposing it.
Let me ask you about that. That's the whole Nexstar issue. Is that now a done deal, or is there still an opportunity for us to put the brakes on that?
Well, it's now in the courts because the FCC approved it, but they did it in such a way that it was so obvious. In fact, the federal courts in California are holding it up. The courts and it's continuing to. There's a suit that'll come out over the 39% cap.
Okay.
That's happening. So there's a lot of things happening that I think will be very good in trying to stop that. But the larger issue is, the FCC is trying to lift what's known as the 39% TV cap, and that blocks any network from owning all the little stations in America. And they want to get rid of it and let the TV companies own all the stations.
Wow.
And they're all liberal companies, I should tell you.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I got to say thank you, Chris. I want to get you back. And you know this. I hope you know this. You've got an open invitation, my friend. Anytime that you've got a couple of moments for us, we have always got room for you. Your brilliance, your insight is appreciated here. I continue to send people to Newsmax.com. I urge people to download that Newsmax app. And please, you let everybody at Team Newsmax know that we care about you, we value you, and we appreciate everything you
do. As I tell everyone, you're the Jewish mother I never had. This is great. I'm brilliant. Get all my stuff. This is good. Thank you so much.
Kvelling.
I appreciate it, my friend.
Hashtag Kvelling. I love it.
Keep up your good work. Richmond needs you. Virginia needs you. America needs you.
Thank you so much. That is Chris Ruddy. Nobody better than Mr. Ruddy. He is the founder and the CEO of Newsmax. And I remind you, Newsmax.com needs to be someplace you're visiting on a regular basis. Newsmax, the app, whether you're on the iPhone or a Droid product, download it. It's real news all the time. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. No, it's a little too excited for Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. But, yeah, you know what that means. Today's Wednesday, and tomorrow would be, what are you calling? Friday Eve. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Thanks again to Chris Ruddy. Rolling a strike. I'm telling you, every time he steps up to the line, the guy rolls a strike. Don't you love it when somebody has a, quote, overnight success, and it only took 28 years to be an overnight success? I mean, Ruddy was one of those guys. He is one of those guys. Just rolls up his sleeves, gets the job done. It's amazing to see what he has built throughout the years. And I'm always so happy about that. Oh, and high fives to everybody who is working hard on this here little program this afternoon. Everybody wearing their not just their brand new bowling shoes, but their brand new Team Cats bowling shirts. So that's good. That's good. It's like the Big Lebowski around here. I love that. We're doing a lot of good stuff. Yes, it is National Dog Day. If in fact you were unaware of that, just ask the canine in your life. And if you're like most of us, every day is kind of National Dog Day. I just love my dogs. Anybody else find that they would prefer to spend time with their dogs than, I don't know, most human beings? I never thought I would get to that point. And I do think I'm at that point. Right? Well, let me give you an example. You know, I'm a big fan of ink. Right? I like tattoos. It's just kind of become my thing, sort of, kind of. And for those folks who have met me, spent time with me, going, but Jeff, you're wearing short sleeve shirts and shorts. I see nothing. Right. And that's fine. That's the way I want it. I don't necessarily want to share with you my skin art. Huge chunk of it, thanks to Mike Ivey out at Journeys and Tattoo Studio in Powhatan. You know, he's on Anderson Highway in Powhatan, which, let's face it, it's in Powhatan. So, of course, it's on Anderson Highway. Everything in Powhatan is on Anderson Highway. But you wouldn't know it. But the only thing I've got on me with a face is Pixie. I kid you not. It's the truth. On the upper right arm, there's Pixie the Wonder Dog. I don't have the faces of my children. I don't have the face of my wife. I don't have the faces of my parents or my brother. But I have a real, honest-to-goodness, gigantic portrait of Pixie. So I guess every day is kind of National Dog Day for us. You connect it to any other creatures? Jeremy says it's his cat. Cat Simons gave Jeremy his cat. I didn't realize that. Cat Simons, of course, was just such a wonderful human being. Truly a wonderful, wonderful human being who gave so much to Central Virginia. And, well, I think those of us who knew her, we all miss her. We all, I do, anyway. Yeah, you know what? I think everybody who knew Kat misses her. There was no way not to miss Kat if you knew Kat. But I didn't realize that, Germ. So Kat Simons actually gave you your cat. And so you would rather spend time with your cat than cats, which is good. That's the way it should be. And that's good stuff. I think a lot of us kind of sort of feel that way. Hey, I got a quick weird thing for you. And I do mean a quick, weird thing. President Trump is floating the idea that we should rename Lake Ontario Lake America. Okay, so I'm a big supporter of the president, as you know. I am on Team Trump, as you know. I'm perfectly, totally happy with the Gulf of America. But I am not entirely sure if we have got to go with Lake America as opposed to Lake Ontario.
Come on, man.
No, I'm sorry. I just do not know if we need to do that. Do we need to do that? I mean, like the president, I am sick and tired of people who are not grateful at all for the things that we have done. The United States of America helps out the Canadians on a regular basis. And Canada, in no small part, is as prosperous as it is because of American largesse and American support. That's the reality. And now, you may not be happy about it. I know the Canadians at this point are none too happy with it, but it is the fact. President Trump, I think, is the first president who actually stood up and said, hey, How about a little gratitude over here? How about a little, you know, a thank you, a high five, a pat on the shoulder, a slap on the behind, something?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Exactly my point, Mr. President. But would you go along with renaming Lake Ontario Lake America? First of all, it's going to mess up that whole Holmes thing. Anybody remember? Oh, let me throw that out there to you. Do you remember Holmes? H-O-M-E-S. That was taught in schools. I remember it to this day, but not everybody's going to know what that means. If you know what it means, hit me up over on the James River Air text line, okay? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I would love to see if anybody else remembers what it is. Now, I have it, I have it memorized, Holmes, H-O-M-E-S. Which helps me, because it's a great mnemonic, to know what it is that I was supposed to remember that each of those letters stands for. And if, in fact, we go in a different direction, you know, all of a sudden it becomes Lake America, then Holmes is not going to work. And I am giving you a little tip there as to what that is all about. MS Now, oh, gosh, it's, well, all right, look, I know it's a little bit early, but, do me a favor, pick up your beverage, whatever it is. It might be coffee, it might be soda, it might be water, could be warm, could be hot, could be cold, could be chilled. Whatever it is, I'm going to ask you to do this. Take a sip. Because I do have to share some audio from MS Now. And I watch MS Now so that you don't have to. Right. No worries. No problems. You're welcome. You're welcome. But I don't want to be responsible when you spit that beverage all over your laptop or your windshield and cause some sort of damage. So now that you have taken a sip, Jeremy, cut number one, please.
It's not the end of the story. We're going to see more litigation on this. And the Supreme Court may well ultimately decide that there is improper. But what they've done is they've left a sense of unease here, along with all the other ways that we are concerned that the Trump administration is going to try to interfere in the elections with this midterm. Here is the latest example, Willie.
And yet another moment where the Supreme Court, of course, seems highly deferential to President Trump and the executive part of the team. And J-Mart, let's talk about the politics of this. You know, the polls suggest this November we could be heading for a Democratic wave. And party strategists in both parties think the House is heavily favored to go Democrat. Senate, true toss-up now, something that would have been unthinkable a year ago, considering the map looked pretty favorable for Republicans. But now Democrats think they've got a chance. But there's been this fear hovering over this election for a year or more, that the Trump administration was going to find a way to put its thumb on the scale, whether that was the ICE agents in the streets, the National Guard trying to crack down on voter rolls. You know, of course, we'll see if they even accept the results, if they don't like them come November. But here it appears, at least temporarily, they're getting yet another assist from the courts.
An assist?
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
From the courts. Wow. Is it an assist from the courts for the Supreme Court to say, we think that when it comes to elections, they should be conducted fairly and openly and honestly? The Supreme Court is not part of Team Trump. And if you want evidence of that, MS Now Talking Head, just go back, a couple of weeks and take a look at some of the decisions that came down from the Supreme Court where you would say, oh my gosh, totally, completely not Team Trump. In fact, I believe it was President Trump himself saying, hey, see, these guys are not on board with Team Trump. Trump that. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. And Blues Traveler coming to town, Innsbruck After Hours, my buddy Matt Krieger. As per usual, doing a great job over there. That's going to be tomorrow. There's still a handful of tickets, and I do mean like a handful, single handful. So if you want to go, you better get that together ASAP. Hey, overnight tonight and tomorrow, looking at some nice weather. Yeah, we really are. Clear skies overnight, and tomorrow mostly sunny. Daytime highs up around 85. I told you it was 420-ish. I've got a pair of tickets for you. John Cafferty, the Beaver Brown Band, they're going to be down at the historic Beacon Theater on September the 4th down there in Hopewell. Would you like to go? Well, if you'd like to, we'll take, let's make caller number 7 at 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number 7, you'll pick up a pair of tickets to go see John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band down at the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Taking a look at the James River Air text line. Yes, 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 people, thank God, know what Holmes was all about. H-O-M-E-S. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior. Those are the names of the Great Lakes. And if you've been to some of those lakes, you keep thinking they're not really all that great, are they? But hey, they are what they are. And I just don't think we need to go down the path of Lake America. Although, no, I don't know. We'll have to discuss it further. That's one of those things that maybe somebody could make the legitimate argument that it's overkill. Do you think? I mean, we've got the Gulf of America, and I'm totally on board with that. We've got Denali up in Alaska again. Some other stuff that I think is fantastic. But you do notice that the lunatic leftists, of course, don't even use the proper names to begin with. And then their fellow lunatic leftists inside the legacy news media ranks, they don't use the proper names. Well, maybe we should go with Lake America just to torque a whole slew of people. Yeah, you know what? Maybe it does make sense. It is 426. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We are stoked. Well, at least we here at Casa Katz are stoked because Heidi and I got a big evening out tomorrow. Some of our favorite musicians, and I do mean favorite musicians, are going to be at Innsbruck After Hours. Look, my buddies Larry Krieger and Matt Krieger always put together award-winning shows. You know that. Tomorrow evening, Spin Doctors, Gin Blossoms, Blues Traveler. That's three for three. That's that is a grand slam right there. I checked with Matt Krieger. There are literally a handful of tickets left. And I do mean like a couple of tickets left. By the time I finish chatting with Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms, they're probably all going to be gone. So if I'm you right now, I would go to afterhoursinsbrook.com, afterhoursinsbrook.com. What a thrill it is to welcome Jesse Valenzuela to the program. Jesse, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. How are you?
I am great. I'm better chatting with one of my favorite musicians from one of my favorite bands.
Well, what a sweet thing to say. I love it.
I go back with the Gin Blossoms to the point where I think you and some other guy switched roles, didn't you?
So you've been with us for about 75 years now.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, just like there right at the beginning. Go. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to be great. We haven't played here in a few years.
Yep.
At this particular venue, and but we go way back with that place. We've been playing there for over 20 years. We were talking about it on the bus this morning. So it's going to be a great time, and we have a lot of friends. And I think we have a day off. We might head to downtown Richmond tonight to see if we can get into some trouble.
Oh, well, if you need any suggestions for trouble, I know a guy.
And, okay.
And then if you need the follow-up call to deal with the trouble you got into, I also know a guy. So I can help you out on both ends of this this little experience.
This grand adventure.
Yeah, so you're talking about being on the bus. Tell me what that is like. I mean, we who are your fans sit here, we enjoy the music, but I mean, this is a job, it's a mission. There's a lot that goes into what you guys do for us.
Well, the tyranny of the bus, it's all fine. It's a lot of bus. it's a small space and a lot of people.
Okay. Do you want to go alphabetically or by height and weight when you announce to us the people that you just can't stand sitting on the bus with?
It's not even that. It's just that we all know each other's stories already. So it's there's no new punchline.
Well, what about some new music? Are you guys sitting around kicking around song ideas? Are you thinking, when we get to Richmond, we got trouble to call?
I just got a new mix for a new song today, this afternoon. I just listened down to it, as a matter of fact, and have some notes for the mixer. Great guy, back in Los Angeles, and we're working on stuff.
Really? Okay. So what's the inspiration these days, as opposed to when you first got together?
It's the same. It's music. Really? It's music and movies and books and life. Right? You just kind of go along. If you engage, I try to listen to a lot of music, and doing that brings ideas, and I try to sit down every day for a bit and freeform and play guitar and try and come up with ideas
every day. Wow. All right, so you're still loving what you do. Now, you mentioned you're listening to music. Obviously, you're talking to somebody who listens to your music. Dare I ask, is it out of impolite to ask you what Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms is listening to?
Well, I like the new Pete Yorn record. Okay. I think it's beautiful.
Okay.
I like that new Orville Peck song. Oh. Songs that are coming out. He's got a nice new record out.
Okay.
And there's lots of indie bands that I don't think you'd ever have heard of that I just kind of come across. I like to turn on Spotify and say quiet acoustic music and then just listen to whatever comes on, and I'll spend hours doing that.
No kidding. Okay. Well, I'm thrilled to hear that you mentioned Orville Peck. It's one of the few people perhaps that you would mention that I do know, because my youngest son actually introduced me to Orville Peck. I don't know, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, whenever it was that he was first coming out. And of course, my son had to explain to me, Jesse, well, you know, his name isn't really Orville Peck, and he's sort of a cowboy. He's not a cowboy. He wears a mask, and I think he's Canadian. It's like, oh, well, sure. What could possibly go wrong with this?
I think all of that applies.
Yeah.
I love it. I think he's just beautiful writer, songwriter, and I like it because, you know, kind of reminds me of Elvis and Roy Orbison.
Yes.
With his own take. And he's got that new song. It's really a killer. So, yeah, well, your son has good taste, it sounds like.
Well, thank you. Thank you. He and my wife and I were battling it out as to who was going to be utilizing the two tickets we have to see you guys tomorrow. At the moment, you'll be happy to know I'm in the lead, but you know, he could still come up on the outside and snatch those tickets from me.
Well, you better believe it.
What is the best part of being on the road? If traveling on the bus can be a challenge, I guess that's a nice way to say it. What's the best part of this whole experience?
That's a lovely way to say it.
Yeah.
I like playing. Yeah. Our show, it goes by very quickly. It's an amazing show. Spin Doctors, who we've known from back in the day, we've toured with extensively, and the wonderful guys, and their show is amazing. And then our show is amazing. We have a great show too. And then the Blues Travelers have an amazing show as well. It's a good time, but I really do enjoy going down to the theater and warming up, sing a couple songs backstage, warm up my fingers, get ready to play, and then go out and do it.
When you are on the road like this, Jesse, and you are, obviously, you're part of three great bands. I mean, you guys, just solid. I mean, there's no way to look at those three bands and go, well, yeah, I mean, they're all hit makers. Do you spend a huge chunk of time listening to Spin Doctors open things up and then hang around till John Popper sings that last note? Or when you're done, do you say, I got to go get a beer and maybe a nap?
I definitely am of the go back to the hotel and get a nap kind of guy.
Okay.
But I do stick around. I do. We trade nights with the Blues closing.
Okay.
So I do stick around and watch them because they're so beautiful to watch. Okay. And I do sit in with them occasionally, and it's a real. It's like a highlight of my career to play with those guys.
How cool is that? I love it. Jesse Valenzuela joining us from Gin Blossoms. One thing I didn't realize as I was sort of studying up a little bit on this conversation, Jesse, was all the work you've done, if I understand correctly, for movies and television. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I've been doing it for a long, long time, and I have a lot of songs in, like you said, in movies and television, current shows, mm-hmm. old shows. A lot of it's what they call interstitial music, which you wouldn't recognize because it's played so quickly. As well as I've had theme songs for TV shows, and I've written for other artists' music and songs, and I just try to stay busy because I enjoy it so much.
And there's a business to this, correct? I mean, you love what you do, but you also got to pay the bills. So is that part of the writing songs for other people, or are you writing a song you love and then you say, okay, you, Orville Peck, this would be perfect for you?
Well, from your mouth to God's ears, Orville. Orville, I've got something for you. Yes, of course. Well, it's not... It's not a financial motivation.
Oh,
as I'm do. I do it all the time anyways.
Yep.
And sometimes it brings forth, sometimes it brings forth money and sometimes it doesn't, but I would do it either way. I enjoy it. And it's something I've always done.
I think that is so cool. The idea that even at this point, as you say, you're sitting down, you're listening to other people's stuff, you're putting together new stuff, you're still jamming each and every night and enjoying it. Tomorrow, when you are performing, and I'm in the audience, my wife is in the audience, maybe my son is there, I don't know, maybe the wife and the son do a tag team and swat places in the middle or something, but anything in particular we should be looking for or listening for that maybe is going to be just a tad different than last time you were through?
I don't. With shame, I say no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Oh, but that's okay.
I, I mean, I think that, you know, we have a lot of, I mean, this is some uptown problems, but we have a lot of hits. So, you know, we got to play those hits.
Yeah.
And some of the songs that weren't hits, but still very pop, weren't, you know, certifiable big hits, were still sort of semi hits. They deserve the attention of getting played too. So we don't really play in this set that we're only playing an hour because mm-hmm. every band, you know, is getting an hour slot.
Right.
We don't have time to go do D tracks or to explore. So it's going to be, you know, a heart racing hit filled show.
Nothing wrong with that. Gosh, don't
if
apologize
that's,
for that.
If that's okay, right?
Are you kidding me? That's and as you say, that's an uptown problem. What a great problem to have.
But I do go, I love to go see bands when they can stretch out and play. They've got the time to. The other issue, maybe, you know, people don't really want to see music for that long anymore, I'm finding, you know?
Really? Wow.
Well, I seem to think, especially, you know, you got to have this venue we're playing tomorrow is very comfortable.
Yes.
And it's just such an agreeable spot.
Yeah.
And it's pretty and it's green and the breeze starts up and you think, wow, it's kind of nice to be in Richmond.
Well, I certainly hope you say that. And I will tell you that Innsbruck After Hours and, you know, Larry Krieger, Matt Krieger, they're dear friends for a long time. And they really they birthed this whole idea a long time ago. But they do make it a comfortable space. And at least for me, Jesse, I do love kicking back and just saying, you know, there's for a couple of hours anyway, there's no place I'd rather be other than where I am right now.
Well, that's lovely. I mean, and that's the truth. And I've always enjoyed playing it. Like I say, we've been playing there for 20, 25 years.
Yep.
From the early days when it was a pretty simple place.
Yeah.
And to see it every year grow and get bigger and the crowds get bigger and to where it's a really fantastic spot.
Well, we are so excited you're coming here, Jesse. My wife and I will be the ones clapping the loudest. If you can hear us over the rest of the crowd, good job.
I appreciate you.
We'll look forward to it tomorrow. Safe travels and enjoy your time here. We will talk again soon. I hope that is the great Jesse Valenzuela from Gin Blossoms. Now, you heard what he said. Spin Doctors, Gin Blossoms, Blues Traveler. These are three certified hit makers. You could have a standout show with one of those bands, but Matt Krieger, Larry Krieger said, we're bringing all three in, about an hour for each one. It's a full evening. Doors are going to open at 5 as they normally do, or 6. Stuff will get underway. There's just no way not to enjoy that. Oh, you know what? That's not true. There is a way not to enjoy it if you don't have a ticket. I do know there are a literal handful of tickets still available. So I don't want you to miss this. Don't worry about it. Heidi and I are already locked in. I mean, we're going. We're good to go. But if you would like to go, go to afterhoursinsbruck.com, afterhoursinsbruck.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Electronical experience here. You have to understand the way this little operation operates. So we've got a little piece of technology called a Comrex. That's a little magical box. And somehow, some way, it connects to all of the interwebs and brings my dulcet tones back to the radio. And then provided to you to do with whatever it is that you would like. And I have to wear these big old headphones because I've been doing this a long time. And when you first started doing this, when I first started doing this 1,000 years ago, you had to wear these big old heavy, and I do mean they are heavy. They got to be, they're probably 6 pounds headphones. They're heavy. And that's how I knew I was a real, honest-to-goodness, professional broadcaster, was when I got a pair of these big old Kass headphones, which is great, but they're heavy. And so everything is loud, as it should be, but I'm sitting here, and I am listening to what sounds like lightning. All of a sudden, I am hearing crackling like you would not believe. There's this sound, there's that sound, there's another sound. It's just crazy. And I said to Germ via text, hey, Germ, do you hear that? Do you hear the crackling? This is the Comrex is going down, man. It's all over. Could it be the headphones are too heavy? My head is broken. No. So I will share with you, as I am about to share with Jeremy, exactly what the problem was, because I thought, well, that's it. The Comrex is broken. I knew the interwebs were not broken because I've still got interwebular access and all of my other devices. And I knew the electric wasn't down because, well, the lights are on, even though nobody's home, clearly. Do you know what it was, Jeremy? And I'm gonna ask you not to laugh at me directly, but you are more than free to laugh at me indirectly. Yes, it was exactly like Rice Krispies right in my ears. I had unplugged the Comrex. No outside power. Wasn't Pixie. Wasn't the Gremlin. What? It was me. Somehow, some way, as I was just sitting here, I guess I moved, and I jiggled a plug, and the plug was jiggled. And as it was jiggled, it became unplugged. But now we're back. All right. Coming up at 5:05, John Burkett's. Can we not unplug the... No. Coming up at 5:05, I'll give you a couple of details on our friend John Burkett's upcoming retirement party. Guess what? You are invited to it. And yes to Lake of America or yes to Lake Ontario. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
It's 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. I'm just chatting with Heidi inside of the main house here at Casa Katz. All right, it's the only house here at Casa Katz, but you know what I'm saying. You know, this is almost as much fun as taking the skinheads bowling. Did we wear our... We did, right? We're all wearing our brand new bowling shoes, and we've got our brand new Team Katz bowling shirts on. The only thing that we're not actually doing is bowling. If you're wondering why there's been all of the bowling talk, sure. I mean, Jeremy and Charles and I are big-time bowlers, as everybody knows. But there was... There was an event put together from the Radio Factory for everybody to go bowling, which sounded like great fun. And each of the three of us read the email, well, this is fantastic. This will be great fun. We all get together. We'll have fun. We'll see people we don't normally see. It's going to be on a Wednesday. Huh. I may have to juggle a few things, but all right. Between 3 and 6. Oh. All right. Well, there you go. Your message was clearly delivered, I suppose. All right, talk about a strike. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, wow, Channel 8 leads its 5 o'clock newscast right now with the Jason Cameras mouthpiece stating that Richmond Public Schools' mold problem is a direct result of Trump slashing the federal budget. Unreal. You know, Channel 12 was always the reliable uber left-wing operation. And yes, it still is. But since the departure of the news director a couple of years back, man, it does seem like... Our friends there at Channel 8 have veered further and further and further to the left.
Good grief.
Well, they have. I mean, you know, not my problem, I guess, but weird sort of stuff, too, you know? It really is just such bizarre sort of nonsense. Yeah, what are you going to do? This is why I rely on Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director and the anchor for news during this program, and I will tell you, in 14 years at News Radio WRVA, just shy of 14 years at News Radio WRVA, Charles is head and shoulders above everybody else that served as a news director on this program, and head and shoulders above everybody who anchored the news on this program. So we are very, very, very happy, very grateful that Charles is in place. The other resource that I utilize on a regular basis, Newsmax. That's where I go. Part of it is that I know their integrity and their honesty. Newsmax is not a conservative operation. Chris Ruddy is a conservative guy. He's the guy who founded Newsmax, and he is the CEO of Newsmax. But Newsmax itself, I'm just here to tell you, is in the business of practicing honest journalism. And if you watch and think to yourself, well, that's conservative, or it's liberal, or it's this, or it's that, you will find somebody on the opposite side saying exactly the opposite. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, you know, this is a liberal piece of something, there'll be somebody else that goes, well, it's a conservative piece of something. Which to me says they probably got the story right. They probably honestly reported the story, which is all that I ever want from my reporters. I don't ever ask reporters, are you left, right, or center? And I shouldn't know, listening to you or watching you or reading you, whether you are left, right, or center. If you're in the business of opinion, of course I'm going to know what you are. And in fact, if you're in the business of opinion, I'm probably reading you specifically because I know what your opinion is, what forms the basis of your opinion. It always gets a little blurry when somebody says, well, I'm a reporter. You say, okay. But then you read something. Shapiro at the Times Dispatch used to be like this all the time. He would always tell you he was a reporter. Then you would read his stuff and you go, well, he's a left-wing opinion writer, which I had no problem with because I thought he was a pretty good left-wing opinion writer. But it was when he would try and say, well, I'm just reporting. I said, you're really not. Not really. Not really. But offering your opinion? Yeah, I'm okay. And I'm certainly okay with that. I mentioned that our friend, John Burkett, the crime insider at CBS 6, and again, there's no political agenda there. It's crime or not crime. And he's retiring from Channel 6, CBS 6, which is amazing to me. So I guess, Wayne Colville has been there longer, right? I think Wayne is the longest serving reporter, not just at 6, but I think anywhere in town. I think that's the case. But John's right up there, right? 26 years at CBS 6 as the crime insider. And he finally said, you know what? I'm not going to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore and go to a murder scene 30 miles away. I'm just not going to do it. You know, I got a beautiful little daughter and I want to be able to take her and see and do things. And I got a wonderful wife and I want to spend time with her. And I got a couple of other kids and I got grandkids. And yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore. And he is going to the Virginia State Police. You remember that story was broken on this program. And I will be forever grateful to John Burkett for doing that. Well, there is a big retirement party for John Burkett. And I had received an invitation, and it is a black tie affair. Shared it with Heidi, and of course, I mean, we didn't even have to debate, are we going to go, are we not going to go? Of course we're going to go. We're absolutely going to go. We looked at the date, and neither one of us had anything, and even if we had, how much do we think of John Burkett from CBS6? Whatever we would have had, short of, well, maybe a heart transplant or something, we would be there. So we're going to go. Well, the gentleman who's organizing, there's somebody who is really, honest to goodness, working hard behind the scenes to put this whole thing together. He and I were having a conversation the other day, and I don't know how I didn't know this, but I didn't know this. It's open to you. John Burkett's retirement party, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks, it is actually open to you. Yeah, if you want to attend. So tomorrow, Ricky is going to be with us, and we'll get all the details on how you can get a ticket to attend the John Burkett retirement party. Wear your black tie. Now, and not just your black tie, because you know there's going to be some smart aleck there shows up in cowboy boots and a black tie and nothing in between the cowboy boots and the black tie and says, well, I said black tie. No, you got to wear the whole thing. Shirt, pants, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And ladies, I suppose, evening gowns or some other fashionable fashion item will be fashionably appropriate, right? So we'll give you the details on that tomorrow. I did mention Newsmax, Chris Ruddy. Chris was with us at 3:35, and he just had so much to say about so much. Jeremy went back in there because we do change listeners so much during the course of this program, and sometimes when something happens at the beginning of the show, people at the end are like, hey, what is he talking about? I never heard that. So at 5:35, we'll replay the conversation I had with Chris Ruddy. It's fascinating. It is absolutely fascinating. Chris Ruddy is best of friends with President Trump, best of friends with Alan Dershowitz, Bibi Netanyahu, some amazing people, and a real honest-to-goodness journalist, a rock-solid journalist. So his insights are very much appreciated. So at 5:35, you'll get a chance to listen to that very special replay. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, what exactly is old two bullets Jay Jones going to do with the $353 million the state is receiving from Meta? Is he going to take it to Capitol Square and divide it equally amongst the Democrats? Maybe. Maybe what Jay Jones, our esteemed attorney general, should do is buy a consonant. Maybe the letter R to put there when you're spelling attorney. And if you put the R there that you purchase, it will be attorney. And then you will not be quite the laughingstock that you have been for the last couple of months that you've been in office. Maybe. He's also got to correct the spelling on Virginia and on senator. Right. He's got other words that he misspelled, but we should take him seriously. And that, of course, is not even dealing with the fact that he wanted to, and I quote, piss on the graves of his political opponents. And also, he wanted to put bullets into the heads of his political opponents. And wait, there's more. He wanted the children of his political opponents to watch as he put the bullets into the heads of their dad. Go ahead, tell me what a good, upstanding guy Attorney General Jay Jones is. It's terrible, isn't it? Hey, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News. Please make sure you are here for that. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, clear and comfy overnight. That's the best way to describe our weather. I'll just tell you that right now. Clear with an overnight low of 68. Tomorrow we're looking at sunshine and a high of 85. I'll take it. I will absolutely take it. Don't forget, tomorrow, Gin Blossoms, Spin Doctors, Blues Traveler, performing over at Innsbruck After Hours. We just got a note, Heidi was telling me, I don't know, maybe a half an hour ago from Innsbruck After Hours, that you can't be bringing in your own chairs for this event because they're that close to being sold out. Again, I'm going to remind you, if you are looking for a ticket, I would go ASAP. In fact, I would go faster than ASAP. I would do it right now, afterhoursinsbruck.com. There are only a handful that might be left. I don't know. There might not be any left at this point. But if that was something you were interested in, you definitely want to hop on it very, very quickly. Now, Chris Ruddy was here earlier in the program, and he had such important insight on President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We've decided to share that with you at 5:35. So if you heard it at 3:35, that's great. Please feel free to stick around. Very few of us are here for all of the hours of this program, so it's going to be brand new for the vast majority. So please, Chris Ruddy, the CEO as well as the founder of Newsmax, at 5:35, a special rebroadcast of that. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to talk more about Chesterfield County's idea on the data centers. They said, listen, If we put the data centers in place and we can bring down your personal property tax, how would that work for you? Kevin Carroll, longtime friend, member of the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors, he will be with us tomorrow. We'll also get some more details for you on how you can attend John Burkett's big retirement party as he is stepping away after 26 years with CBS 6. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News. Make sure you're tuned in for that as well. 527, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.